What's up, boys and girls? Happy Tuesday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Out here, starting work early, working 11 to 7 instead of 12 to 8. In my default route, back in the routine, day two. After a, I can't say vacation because I worked. Though I did take a few days off after my Ohio getaway, hanging with my granddaughter and such, and my daughter. Thunderstorms and the whatnot. Anyway, I ain't got nothing to say. Just wanted to cut it on with my new selfie stick. Get the feel for it. You know, see how it's feeling. And I wanted to use it with the mic, wired mic yesterday. I didn't have the wired mic. Today I got up, got moving. Forgot to put on my hat. I was going to turn around and go get it. And then compensate the time and steps of the turnaround. I was like, maybe it's mostly shade. Going through our September heat wave here in California. Southern California, I don't know who all gets it, but usually every September, we look forward to heat like this. I wonder if I turn it this way. So. How about if I go like that? And I can bring it down soon. About like that. Ooh, it does give it a better balance, I think. Then I could just turn it this way and then come. I don't know. I think I kind of like it on the side a little better. Having it straight. So I'm used to having it straight. And then you can see off over my, that's technically my right shoulder you're seeing over. I think it's flipped. For some reason, these cameras, rear-facing cameras, flip. I Googled to try to see if I can correct that, but see what happens if I extend it all the way. Okay, so now I got the selfie stick extended all the way. I go like this. How's that look? How's that look? A little bit heavier to carry, but you see more, huh? You can see more of me, of my masculine physique. You can see more like that, huh? But it makes it really heavy. It makes it really heavy. See if I go like that, but that helped a little. Makes it a little less, but makes it heavy. If I bring it down, bring it all the way down, bring it up like that, a lot easier. Oh my God, a lot easier to carry. This is almost fun to carry at this level and this rate. And I could probably bring it down some, because you know I like to be the top. Cut the top of my head off. I don't mind. Yeah, this is easier to carry. I can go this route. And of course, I can always flip. Which, I didn't clean that lens, so I don't know what you're seeing. I can flip back. Just testing it out. This one has a tripod, legs, remote. And I made sure I got a rechargeable remote. Plug in a USB cable. Charge it. It was some definitely some getting used to. But I think I got it worked out. One of the things that I was trying to do, I was trying to tighten the camera mount, the camera mount, I mean the phone mount onto the stick, and I wasn't doing it right. I kept trying to get it positioned in a certain place and then tighten it up with a, I guess the washer wheel or whatever you want to call it. And then I realized that the whole thing is on a swivel and I could just tighten the phone mount down all the way as tight as it gets, and then that whole piece moves that it's tightened to, and then you tighten it again at the base of the phone mount. It's like another screw. So I mean, at first I thought it was weird. I thought I was going to take it back. First I thought it was broke. I was like, how come this is, I'm screwing it and it's not tightening it up? It wouldn't tighten up. And finally I just, you know, I noticed that whole assembly moved. And I could tighten it all the way down and just move the whole assembly and get a position. Because you know I like to have everything lined up perpendicular the way it should be. But anyhow, as you can see, I'm just rambling without my hat on in the sun. Probably gonna get sunstroke. I forgot to wear my sun. You see, I'm wearing my Steelers lanyard. The season is about to begin. Usually, over the past few years, I've worn my lanyard beginning of the season all the way to the end, to the Super Bowl. We'll see how that goes, because you can definitely feel the lanyard on the back of your neck. I can definitely feel the lanyard on the back of my neck, and I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like. One thing about this selfie stick too, I can set it down and mount it, then use the remote, take pictures. So, because the other one I had, the legs on it been broke. I just had to tape them shut, and it didn't matter because it made a nice little handle. And I didn't, you know, I just knew I just couldn't stand it up. And then the phone mount broke. And I had to tape it down to itself. It was still mounted on the stick, but the pivot on it snapped. Wouldn't snap tight. So I just had to tie it down, tape it down, solve it. And it worked until I got out of the car, went it in my back pocket, and snapped the hole. Phone mount, plastic, boom. I used that selfie stick for years. Kept the remote, of course. Threw the stick away. Should have took a picture of it. I used that selfie stick for a long time. You get attached. I get attached. I get attached. Because you learn the system. You learn it. And while you're learning, it's like you become a part of it because it feels like you're working together. You know, in your mind, you think, oh, okay, here we go. Me and selfie stick, let's get this together. We're gonna do this again now. So I could probably raise it up some, see what happens. Raise it up like that. You know I like it up high. So that's better, huh? Better to see me, but you don't see my physique. But, you know, here we go in the sun. Here we go in the sun, without the hat. I might like the way I look without the hat. Or I might need to start wearing, a better quality hat. My sister gave me a hat from Alaska. It's so nice, I don't want to use it. But it's like, ooh, I would love to walk in this puppy. The only thing though, it says Alaska on it. You know I'm all about branding. Maybe I could turn it around and make it say Jeffrey TV or something. But that would defeat the whole purpose of the hat, as being a souvenir. There was something I was going to say, but I forgot. Just that quick. Oh, I was listening to a podcast. Andrew Huberman and Lex Fridman. And they were talking about different exercises. And they were going on about, I think I said this already, so I ain't gonna say it again. But anyway, they were talking about how high aerobic exercises versus walking. And they basically cut to the chase. They said some people walk to think. Walking, you can do more thinking. Some people actually podcasted. I mean, took notes while they were walking. You do a lot of thinking while you're walking. So there's definitely a difference. There's definitely something to walking. It may be mental, whatever the word is. Mental aspect. There's a mental aspect to walking versus jogging or something else. Anyhow, like I said, I ain't got nothing to say. I should do my P-Funk review, but they killing it. There's not much there. I mean, and not to say that there's not much there. Not to say that there's not much there because there's no drama or calamity or mistakes or... We're just so human beings. I'm telling you, I think we're just so used to... And it's probably easier for us to point out the parts we don't like. And so that made writing a review easy. But the way the band's playing now, I'm just happy, feels good. Nothing really to talk about other than giving them accolades, how good it was. It was just good. I don't want to go into it because I want to go to it, into it in a separate. Should I call this podcast or separate? I don't know what to call it. Is it a podcast? I guess everybody call them podcast. Yeah, I'll call them podcast too. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Swing it on y'all two times. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all two times. Whoops. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. So you know, y'all two time. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. A theory of universe. An hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.